When most of us were trying to find ways to get rid of the locusts, crickets and other insects that hit our region in plague proportions earlier this year, my next guest was wondering what they taste like dipped in chocolate or tossed in a salad. Robin Jackman from Echuca is a science educator with an interest in entomophagy, which means, apparently, eating insects as food. And this weekend, she's serving up some creepy crawlies at the Echuca Farmers Market, so you can develop a taste for bugs as well. Robin, good morning.
Hi there, Joseph. How are you?
I'm going particularly well. Yep. What inspired an interest in eating insects, Robin?
Oh, well, we're always looking for new ideas to bring science to people, and National Science Week, which is starting shortly, is a great way to introduce science in different ways to people. And we were just tossing around in our minds how we could do it, and because we've got a great interest in bugs in our education with schools, we thought this was a great way to interest people.
Where did your personal interest in it come from, being an entomophagist?
I'm not sure, really. I've travelled a bit overseas, and in a lot of the world countries, bugs are really considered a delicacy. So it's not like it's such an unusual thing to be eating bugs, but it's not like also that I eat it every day. But they are very tasty, they're very nutritious, and they're very high in protein, low in fat. In fact, they're a great source of food.
Well, I could believe they're low in fat. Many insects have to fly around the place, I suppose. But you said they're quite tasty. What do they taste like?
Mostly they're just... we eat them mainly roasted, so they're cooked when we eat them. We haven't tried them too much when they were uncooked. They might be a little bit slimy then, but they've got a really nutty taste. They're quite flavoursome, really.
Do they taste like chicken, Robin?
No, more like nuts, I'd say. We've got mainly we're using two things. We're using mainly mealworms and crickets. The mealworms are particularly delicious, and the crickets are good too, but the legs on them can be a bit crunchy and they get stuck in your teeth a bit, so we've just developed a few ways to remove the legs from some of our recipes.
Goodness, it sounds delightful. Do you cook them?
Yes, they've been cooked in quite a few different ways. At the farmer's market, we've got quite a few different ways. We've got bug lollipops, so we've got crickets and mealworms and scorpions in lollipops. We've got chocolate-coated bugs. We've got choc-chip-chirp cookies, which are choc-chip cookies with crickets in them. And we've got some dips, and we've also got a few different types of flavoured bugs. So just like you buy salt and vinegar potato chips or something, or we've got lime and pepper mealworms and African spice crickets and a few other flavours too.
Irresistible.
Yeah.
Did you really say a scorpion lollipop?
We have, yes. You can. Scorpions are quite tasty too, so... we can't actually source scorpions live in Australia to put in them. We've had to bring these from America, but,
Are they safe to eat?
One of the biggest problems we've had with putting this together was we thought we could just go and, you know, like when the cricket plague was on, and also the grasshoppers, we could just go and catch those and use those. But when we actually researched what we had to do, we could only do this if we actually had bugs that had been bred for human consumption. And it was very hard to find in Australia someone that was actually breeding.
Really? What's the difference? What's the difference? And how do you breed a bug for human consumption as opposed to one that's just crawling around in the grass?
They're farmed, obviously, but they have to be treated really carefully. They can only have, I think the lady that's breeding them, she's using organic foods for her bugs. They're definitely not able to be exposed to, obviously, any pesticides or herbicides. So you have to be really careful where you get the food that they're actually feeding on. they have to be kept really clean, and the food, their bedding and everything has to be replaced really often, just so that they're not sort of getting dirty. So, yeah, so we only found one person in Australia who was actually breeding bugs for people to eat. So that was a bit of a challenge for us.
Robin Jackman is with us, science educator and entomophagist, and someone who eats bugs. And you can do the same thing at the Echuca Farmers Market this weekend. You might like to have a look on our Facebook page as well, where you'll see a picture, perhaps, of what we're talking about. There's a picture of a beef salad featuring mealworms, I think they are, on our Facebook page. And Neil has written, I prefer Moreton Bay bugs, not Moreteen bugs, Robin.
Oh, well, he's just hasn't really had a taste test of what our bugs can be like. And if he was interested, he could come to our bug banquet, which we'll be holding at Coriander Receptions on the 13th of August, where some of that delicious food that's on your Facebook page will be served. It's going to be a really gourmet dining experience for people that are a little bit adventurous in their dining habits.
Indeed. Are you hoping, Robin, that we in Australia maybe take up a partial diet of bugs, or is this all in the name of science, just to check it all out?
No, actually, it really would be a good idea for people to include bugs in their diet, because bugs are an animal that's quite low down on the food chain. So in terms of sustainability, bugs are really would be an ideal thing for us to include in our diets, because it would be helping save the planet, really.
It sounds extraordinarily interesting and intriguing. The admission would be worth it alone just to come and watch, I think. I've had friends who have travelled to Southeast Asia and sent back these pictures of plates that are covered with, well, even fried up spiders. And just looking at them, it's hard to comprehend, I think, from an Australian food-eating perspective. Will there be any spiders to eat?
We tried to get some, but no, we couldn't actually get them through customs or quarantine, so that was unfortunate, really.
Yes. Okay. Well, I hope it all goes well and lots of people come and want to eat your bugs this weekend.
Well, we do too. We're very excited to be able to bring this to people.
Good luck with your preparations, Robin, and make sure you don't undercook any of those bugs.
Thanks very much.